Let's take over the business while he's trying to talk.
Frank! Have some patience. It's just like you. It's a little slow getting started.
We had to run all the way over here. A couple of Irish wolfhound sauce, and they chased us all the way down the street.
We think that Squiggy's coat is in heat.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you got Louis DeMarco's TV set.
And it's a beautiful day here in Baltimore as the Baltimore Colts get set to go up against the Green Bay Packers.
Wyatt!
Keep an eye on the crowd. We might be able to spot Laverne and Shirley.
What's the big deal? We see them all the time anyway.
If you ask me, it's a jip that they're there, and we're not. We should be at the football game, not Laverne and Shirley.
It's not a jip. The Schatz Brewery had a football lottery, and the girls won it fair and square.
Yeah, they won it fair and square. But if you ask me, women at football games is unnatural.
I just hope the girls had a good flight.
Not Laverne. Her pop told me she was afraid to fly.
Yeah. Is that true, Frank? Sure. Why is Laverne afraid to fly?
Well, she's a little girl. Uncle Fungy used to throw her up in the air. And sometimes he would forget to catch her in the little girl.
Hey, listen, you put your glasses on. The doctor said you're not supposed to watch TV without your glasses. You left them in the alley.
Sweetheart, I need a girlfriend, not a mother.
We're never going to be able to spot Laverne and Shirley in a crowd like that.
Yeah, it does appear hopeless.
Oh, stand up with me. Okay.
Surely.
Where?
Hi, everybody. Oh, they're talking to us on the television set. Hi, Laverne and Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
They can hear me.
Of course they can hear you. They're right here, dummy.
What are you still doing here? You're supposed to be in Baltimore.
Well, we didn't quite make it to Baltimore.
Oh, afraid to get on the plane, huh?
No.
You made disgusting noises and they wouldn't let you on the plane.
Well, that's not very likely, is it?
Oh, no, it happened to us once.
Shut up! What happened?
Of meeting the Grim Reaper.
You mean that fat guy at work that's always eating the labeling glue?
We're talking about life and death here.
You ever taste that glue?
Listen to us, will you? Everything was going real fine when we were boarding the plane. Mm-hmm. Well, not real fine. I had little difficulty getting Laverne on. Laverne, get in here, old Buster Yeehaw!
Hi, everybody. So, this is an airplane. Isn't this nice? It's got chairs and people and little doilies. Well, I've seen enough. Goodbye.
I got you this far, Laverne. Come on, come on. Come on, I'm gonna take care of you.
Just said you'd break my kneecap.
Hey. When we get to Baltimore, are we gonna kill him?
Yeah!
Come on, you Packerbackers. Let's hear it.
Go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Packers!
See how much fun it's going to be.
Yeah.
May I help you with your coat?
Oh, sure.
You really don't need all these religious medals. We like to say that God is our co-pilot.
When does he find the time?
Oh, Cheryl, I don't want to go. I don't want to do it.
Come on,
Laverne, we've been through this for 2 hours now. I said you'd be brave. Didn't you do the best airplane in the fifth grade? Didn't you do the best B-52? Let's hear that B-52. Yeah. Let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear it. In for landing. Okay, here's two seats. Aisle seats right across from each other. Why don't you sit here, Laverne, because you can get a good look at Lake Huron. I'll take this seat since it is.
Choo!
pushing me to the line. I'm telling you, airplanes are safer than cars. Nobody has ever crashed into a cloud.
Nobody ever fell 30,000 feet out of a DeSoto either.
Laverne, look at these ladies. See how they're dressed? They're dressed in uniforms. You know what that's a sign of? A trained professional. Attention, passengers. Because of the football game, there's been a sudden increase in flights to Baltimore. So some of our ground personnel must double as flight attendants. I'm sure you'll enjoy your flight with Julie. I'm flying with the VIPs.
VIPs.
Excuse me. Wasn't it your face that checked in our bag?
Right. Oh, it was, yeah. Well, this morning a baggage clerk, this afternoon an airline stewardess. I mean to tell you, isn't America wonderful?
It sure is. That's a trained professional. She's a baggage girl. The stewardess is a baggage girl. The pilot's probably a porter.
Well, here we go.
And there goes the ground. Hail Mary, full of grace. Bless us, innocent. We don't die.
Bird, stop that silly praying. It's silliness. Praying is very good. I do a great deal of it myself. I know my place.
Oh, she's looking, huh? Cheryl.
Not again, Fabian, not again.
Girl, my ears are blocking up. I can't hear. I'm going deaf. Planes make you deaf. I knew it.
No. It's the pressure. It's the altitude. Wait a minute. It's the altitude pressure, see? Here you go. Gum will help your ears. There.
Let me tell you something, honey. Chewing gum ain't gonna help her. That's not gonna do it.
Oh, yes, it does. It's always helped me. You see, you chew the gum and...
No, not when you got it that bad, honey. Believe me now.
No, well,
My brother-in-law's an MD, and I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Honey, I'm telling her, you gotta swallow hard. Chewing the gum ain't gonna help.
Oh, but you see...
Gotta swallow.
Swallow hard, I understand, but that's the principle of chewing the gum. You chew the gum and then you swallow. Well, if you chew long enough and swallow... Yes?
I swallow my gum. Death and I'm choking.
Honey, please. Okay. Shake it loose. Okay. Relax. And shake it loose. Is it loose? Is it loose?
No.
Right there. Wait. There.
I got it.
That's disgusting.
This trip is disgusting. I hate airplanes.
All right. Okay, I've had it. Let's go.
Where are we going?
When I flew to San Diego to see my father, they took me to the cockpit and let me talk to the pilot, and it made me feel a whole bunch better.
They let you do that?
Miss. Oh, miss.
Yes.
Can we go to the cockpit?
You can go any place that's not marked ocupado.
Hi-ho. May we come in?
Sure. Welcome aboard.
Laverne, you have been on my heels all the way down the aisle, please.
Isn't that beautiful? Oh.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name's Shirley Feeney, and this is my friend Laverne DeFazio.
How do you do?
We're passengers on board, and it's Laverne's first flight, and she's a little,
petrified.
Exactly.
First time up in the wild blue yonder, huh?
Yeah, I sort of stick to the calm gray gutter.
I myself am a seasoned traveler, having flown to San Diego and back for Sailor's Day.
Oh.
Well, I'm Captain Ralph Buzz Anderson, but you can call me Smiling Ralph.
No, I get it, the smile.
Well, Smiling Ralph, where's the guy who's here from?
You mean
here?
The co-pilot?
Yes.
Oh, we don't carry him on a charter like this. We like to think that God is our co-pilot.
The other girl said that she got off the plane.
I said, listen, man, would you mind handing me my coffee over there, please?
Happy to oblige, Smiling Ralph.
Yeah, wouldn't want to fall asleep up here.
Hurry up, get him the coffee, get him the coffee.
Oh, Laverne, that was just a little jokey on your behalf.
Is that a jokey on my behalf?
Just a joke.
It was a joke.
Nothing to worry about, this baby practically flies itself.
You hear that? It practically flies itself.
Oh, we hit something.
No, just a little turbulence.
Just a little air bubble. It's an air bubble. Happens all the time.
All the time. Get used to it. Here you go. Sugar in this.
I don't think he can.
Did he lose something? What's he doing down there?
He went dead wrong. He went like that.
Oh, wait. Well, that's one fine heck of a note. Who's gonna fly this thing?
Just 17 degrees north.
Hello, help. Hello, help. Help.
There's a sauce in the plane.
Where are you? Help. Help. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. You might throw us into reverse. Help.
Wait, wait, wait. I found the headphones
here.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry.
Where's Smiling Ralph?
He's my friend Cole. He had a little accident and he's out cold.
Yes, I'm very sorry. I'll be happy to pay all medical costs.
I don't think
so. Who's flying the plane?
It flies itself.
Well, what idiot told you that? Get behind the wheel.
You do it.
You do it! I'm going to San Diego.
I was 6 years old.
Sit down. Sit down. Are you sitting?
Sort of sitting.
All the way.
Sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting.
All right, now you see the stick in front of you to the left?
Yeah.
Well, don't touch it.
Oh. I won't touch nothing.
No, you're going to have to touch something.
I don't want to.
Oh, wait, Smiling Ralph's coming too. He's over, all right.
Hey, no, pilot, maybe you wait. Well, hold on. Come on, Ralph, boy, get him in the chair.
Get him up.
Okay, let's go, boy.
Here we go, into the chair.
Okay,
got him. Okay, Smiling Ralph, fly.
He can't fly like that. He needs his hands on his instrument.
Okay.
Put it on the wheel.
Okay,
put the wheel.
Okay, there we go.
You are rapidly losing altitude.
We got it.
Pull out.
Oh, I'm getting up.
Do you know we're going down here?
Yeah, well, pull up on the wheel.
Land! I can't see land!
Level it off! Push it forward slightly.
Slightly.
Good.
Good?
Good. Now, who are you girls?
Hello.
Hello, you don't know us, but my name is Shirley Feeney, and this is my friend Laverne DeFazio. We won the Schatz Brewery lottery until we were going to the Packers game. Maybe you read about it in the news.
Miss, do you know anything about flying planes?
No, only Smiling Ralph.
One of you go back into the cabin, see if you can find a licensed pilot, but be subtle. You don't want to panic the passengers.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I want to sit down next
go
to you.
Go in the back and no. find the... Do you want to fly this thing?
No. And go in the back and find a pilot.
Okay. I'll go in the back. I'll go in the back and try and find a tactful, subtle way to not let these people know that their lives aren't worth a plug nickel.
Okay, so I went to find a pilot. What do I do?
Well, we want to get you out of air traffic lane, so I want you to bank the plane right.
They got banks up here?
No, turn. Turn the wheel. That's good. That's a beautiful turn. Now straighten it out. Good, good. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Now I want you to cut back a little on engines 2 and 4. Those are the blue knobs in front of you.
How do I know which is 2 and which is 4?
One says 2 and one says 4.
That's a good system there. There goes 2, there goes 4.
Okay, you're a natural.
I watch Sky King every Saturday.
What's going on?
Cheryl and I, never mind. Go get some smelling salts. I'm trying to fly a plane here.
Oh, why did I stay in baggage?
Where's that stewardess? Something's wrong. I know something's wrong. Where's that stewardess?
Nothing is wrong. Nothing's wrong. I'm a volunteer stewardess myself from Milwaukee. Perhaps you've heard of us. Candy strippers of the air.
Well. Let's chat about ourselves, shall we?
Anybody here like to share any hobbies they might have? Stamp collecting? Coin collecting? Flying large aircraft?
We'd like you to do one more thing. We're going to lower your flaps.
Is it going to hurt?
Not if you do it right. Just press the yellow button near the radio.
Near the radio. You got all your stuff here. Oops.
What oops?
The baggage girl had all her stuff on my dials here, and I pressed the orange button by mistake. Is that going to hurt anything?
Not too much. You just released most of your fuel. I'm afraid you'll have to turn around, come back to Milwaukee and land, okay?
Land?
There is trouble. I know there's something wrong.
Now,
what's wrong with this plane?
Nothing is wrong with this plane. Nothing's wrong at all. What could possibly go wrong with that simple little charter flight, huh?
Okay, everybody.
Okay, everybody.
Crash landing.
Crash landing.
Back on the engine power just a little bit more.
Roger, Wilco. Could you sing that song a little more for me?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Laverne, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Landing the plane.
You got it.
Goodbye, Laverne.
We'll talk about that later, sure.
Are you sure you have to do this?
It's either that or we go plop right into Lake Michigan. Now strap yourself to the wall back there.
No.
What are you doing?
If I'm going to die, I want to sit next to you while I'm doing it.
Oh, well, that's the spirit.
You're doing real well, Laverne. Your altitude is 2,000 feet. Now the field should be in sight. Just aim for the lights.
I got my eye on them lights.
Okay, I'm sure you're going to be just fine. We got no worries whatsoever down here. Bernie, you got all available ambulances standing by.
Did you hear that? We're going to die, Laverne. And I think we're going to die.
Stop it. Come on. Hasn't been such a bad life.
No, it hasn't. And I want you to know, Laverne, that I know that you're trying your best.
I sure am trying.
1,000 feet.
And I want you to know that no matter if you splatter my body all the way from here to Lake Huron, I want you to know that you'll always be my best friend in the whole world.
That's so sweet of you, Cheryl. Well, we've always been best friends, though. Remember what you wrote in my high school yearbook?
500.
kiss. If in heaven we don't meet, hand in hand we'll bear the heat. And if it ever gets too hot, Pepsi Cola hits the spot.
No, no, actually, you did fly the plane. You did good. You're real heroes.
You really did. You are a hero.
I did do it.
Yes.
I did.
All the passengers were so happy to be alive that they applauded us.
Yeah.
Until they realized that they'd missed the game, and then they got a little ugly.
me, the Vermarie DeFazio zipping through the skies with that silver baby in my hand.
Sure, I'll see it when I believe it.
Yeah, vice versa.
And that's the score at halftime. It's Packers 3, Colts 0.
Look at that, we missed the first half of the game. Whatever made you think that we would believe a story like that, huh?
It's true, Cormac.
That's cold, bold. That's bold.
We believe you. You guys believe us, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I believe that, like, Jay Mansfield wants my body.
What does she want with your body for? She got a beautiful one of her own.
They don't believe us.
You don't believe us? Okay. All right. Here's the real story. Laverne and I did get on that plane, and we did go to Baltimore, and we're at the game right now watching halftime.
I knew I saw it on my television. Uh-huh. You see, they do it with trick photography. It's trick photography.
BB can't lie.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see you girls when you really get back from Baltimore.
Believed us. They still think I'm afraid of flying. I'm not afraid of flying, you big stupid!
Oh, save your breath, Laverne, save your breath.
But...
Well, I know you flew the plane. I'm your witness, huh? You know what? Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Laverne, for saving my life. Mm-hmm. You saved my life, and thank you.
Go on. You stuck with me all the way down, didn't you? Mm-hmm. But we did it together. So thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm telling you, he's a heck of a co-pilot.